Hi, my name is Kyron, and welcome to another of one of my outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening master keys of creation, where I show you how to create and attract the wealth, health, freedom, joy, well-being, and abundance and freedom that you desire in your life, and how to be the unlimited, all-powerful, immortal, joyful, infinitely abundant master of creation that you truly are, to literally make all your dreams come true. And you can find tons more self-empowering success and law of attraction trips, videos, podcasts, articles, books, products, and support to help you become a master of creation to lead an absolutely joyful, abundant, and fulfilling life. All right, here we go. So how to have the perfect relationship. Four master keys to create happy, easy, and fulfilling relationships. And most importantly, if you follow these master keys of relationship, you will experience a life of joy, well-being, and abundance. Most of all, you'll be happy with yourself and happy in your own mind and lead a happy life regardless of what anyone else is doing, whether you're actually in a, quote, relationship or not. Because the number one trap that people fall into in a relationship is they let what other people are thinking and doing and believing determine how they are going to feel, rather than deciding how they are going to feel regardless of what other people are doing or not. Giving other people the responsibility of determining your happiness or your sadness, for that matter, is the most powerless position you can put yourself into in life, because you do not have any control over what other people think, believe, say, or do, and especially how they feel. The only thing you actually have any control over in life is your own thoughts and feelings. And you can choose to feel good regardless how anyone else on planet Earth feels and how they feel about you. So, the number one most important master key of relationship, happiness, and general fulfillment in life is: you and you alone are responsible for your own happiness. And you alone are responsible for the health, well-being, and prosperity in your life. That means no one can create for you. No one can create anything that you desire to be, do, or have in your life but you. And people are either cooperative elements in your personal desire creation or uncooperative elements, because they want something different. And you, of course, cannot create for anyone else. You are not responsible for the creation of happiness or prosperity or anything, for that matter, in anyone else's life. And that includes your lover, your partner, your wife, husband, children, parents, siblings, friends, etc. So that means that you don't make anyone else responsible for your happiness. And you don't make anyone else responsible for, you don't make yourself responsible for anyone else's happiness, or yours or their prosperity, or yours or their health, etc., etc., etc. No one is responsible for anyone else but themselves. Period. End of story. All right, so number two. If you want a happy, healthy relationship with your lover, partner, spouse, child, friend, relative, co-worker, or anyone else on planet Earth or in the universe for that matter, even people you've never even met, and especially if you want to be happy and prosperous in general, well, your second master key of perfect relationship is: only focus on the positive qualities of that person. Did you hear that? The positive qualities of that person. Only focus on the qualities they have that are easy to like, love, and appreciate, and pay no attention, I repeat, no attention to their unlovable personality traits. Think about, write about, and edify to them and to others when they're not around about their positive qualities. Focus 100% on the gold of that person and pay no attention to the dirt. because you will always get more of whatever you are focused on. If all you do is focus on the dirt about someone, well then your partner or lover or friend or child, etc., etc., that you're focused upon their dirt, upon their faults, has no choice but to accommodate your focus and give you nothing but more dirt and more faults and more unlovable things. Or they may be trying to give you lots of gold. They're trying real hard because they want you to be happy, but you cannot see it. And you cannot appreciate it because all you see is dirt and faults and wrong and bad, etc., etc. If you focus only on the golden qualities of people, well, then the universe has no choice but to continually give you golden people with golden personalities and diamond qualities who give you nothing but gold. And the less than golden people will just fade away into the mist to be forgotten. And if there are people in your life that you find impossible to find any golden qualities, then just place your attention elsewhere and think about them not. Just think about the golden aspects of other things in life. And your focus upon unrelated golden things will generally improve your relationship with them and everyone, with that, you know, and especially with even that less than golden person in more tangible physical ways, or again they will fade away into the distance because they're not a vibrational match to your positive focus upon golden things. They will basically rearrange themselves to accommodate your golden attention. Point is, contrary to the completely faulty and erroneous belief structure that humans live by every single day of their lives, you cannot get rid of anything that you don't like and don't want by focusing on its bad characteristics and how much you hate it. Because the law of attraction will always give you more of whatever you are focused upon, whether you like it or not. So if you're focused on shit, well then the universe can only give you more shit. It can't and won't give you the opposite of what you are primarily focused upon. People erroneously believe that if they kill off and imprison and judge and condemn and hate what they don't like and don't want, what will be left will be what they do like and do want. But alas, poor Yorick, the universe doesn't work that way. This is a universe of inclusion, not exclusion, which means you create and attract more of what you are including in your thoughts and vibration. So whether you, if you're including good things or including bad things, the universe is going to include more of those good or bad things in your life. There is no law of exclusion that says the universe will give you the positive aspects of what you really want if you focus on the negative aspects of what you don't want. There is no such thing as an interventionist fairy godfather that will give you the positive if you prove your worthiness because you have struggled so much with the negative. Sorry, that's just not how the creation of the universe and source or God, whatever you want to call it, works. This is an unconditional creation. This is an unconditional universe. And this universe will give you more of whatever condition you are most fascinated with, good or bad, because you are the source of creation. You are God. You are the universe. You are creation itself. And you as source gives yourself more of whatever you are focused upon unconditionally, positive or negative, whether you like it or not. Whatever you're focused on, you give yourself more of that. So, to create positive, fun, easy, prosperous, loving conditions in your life, you must become a master of unconditional creation. By becoming a master of positive focus, you must become a master of focusing on positive conditions. First, within your own mind, creating inward positive good feeling conditions that are unconditionally related to external conditions changing so you'll be happy. And then you must top off that positive oriented good feeling foundation that is not dependent upon external conditions for your happiness by being certain ways, you know, so that you, so that they ensure your happiness by focusing on positive external conditions that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. And yes, that last bit is more on the conditional side, because you're focusing on external conditions that are positive, but hey, that's totally fine because you've built up a solid foundation of unconditional happiness within you that is not dependent on external conditions for your happiness. And that's the cake. That's your foundation of joy. And positive external conditions are just the icing on the cake. A really well-made cake is yummy on its own, but add a nice delicious frosting to it. Well, now you've created a super yummy delicious cake. But most people try to eat nothing but icing without ever building a nice cake first. And the icing alone is sweet, but icing alone will just make you sick and unhappy. So to be an unconditional liver and an unconditional lover, the only condition you ever focus on is feeling good, but feeling good regardless of conditions. And even when you focus on positive conditions that you know will make you happy, well, you're still focused in an unconditional way because you're focused mostly on feeling rather than physical conditions. Your focus is always feeling good, regardless of external conditions. Not focused on trying to change conditions to feel good. That's how you become an unconditional lover and liver and an unconditional creator. So, the third master key to creating perfect relationship is make feeling good the most important thing in your life. And by making feeling good your top priority, everything you want must come to you, including wonderful relationships, because you know that those wonderful relationships will make you happy and they're a vibrational match to your happiness, because your good feeling focus attracts good feeling relationships. So focus on feeling good and focus on other people's positive qualities and meditate every day and do affirmations and other source alignment kind of exercises in your morning hour of power to build your yummy, unconditionally happy cake, and then top it off by focusing on the positive aspects of life all around you with affirmations and so forth, and you will create, and just in your day-to-day life, just notice wonderful things, notice the beautiful trees, etc., etc., beautiful birds, and you will create an absolutely joyful, delicious life with absolutely delicious, loving relationships. But you do that every day. It's not just, you know, you become enlightened one day and then you just naturally create wonderful things all the time. You got to create what you want every single day, especially in your hour of power. You got to pre-pave your way every morning. And finally, the kicker. Perfect relationship master key number 4. Love and happiness does not come from other people. I will repeat, love and happiness does not come from other people. The love and joy you feel in the presence of others and as a result of their actions and attention and focus and appreciation and love upon you is because of your alignment to love and joy, not what they are doing for you or their attention upon you. You got to realize that when you feel good around other people and you love them, the reason you feel love and feel happy is because you are using someone else as a focus of your positive attention. Even if the love that you feel is associated with their loving focus upon you, the love you feel is because you're loving, not because you're being loved. And it is because your positive focus upon them aligns you to your source. So in truth, the love that you feel is the love of your source. And what you love most about that person is the fact that your focus upon them makes you feel the love of your own source. What feels so great is your alignment to who you truly are as a source that is always focused in positive directions, like the person that you love. But that person is not the source of your love. They are just someone who is helping you feel the love of your own source that you truly are, and your source who is always positively focused upon you and always positively focused upon what you want. So if your lover goes away or has died or leaves you for your best friend and takes the dog with you, with her or him, well, it is not that person that you are missing and that you are sad about and feel heartbroken about. It is your connection to your own source that they helped you feel that you are actually missing and feel bad about and feel sad about and feel heartbroken about. But of course, you don't need anyone else to help you connect to source. You can connect to your own source anytime by just thinking good feeling thoughts, focusing in positive directions. You are always connected to source because your source never disconnects from you. Because source, your source, who you truly are as source, is you. You are not separate from source. Source is not separate from you. But you may at times pinch you off that connection, that divine connection of who you truly are, by thinking limited, judgmental, and negative thoughts or doubtful thoughts. Because your source only always thinks in unlimited, allowing, unconditionally, loving, positive, infinite, unlimited oriented ways. And breakups occur when partners start focusing more upon negative aspects of their partner and relationship and their own life rather than the positive aspects of their partner and their life. And then they blame each other. They blame their partner because supposedly that person is making them feel bad, but that's not true at all. It's your focus upon their negative traits that makes you feel bad. It's your focus that is in a contrary way to how your source is looking that makes you feel bad, because your source does not look at your partner in negative ways ever. Your source only looks at their positive qualities. People don't feel bad because the other person has done something wrong. They feel bad because their focus upon negativity causes a disconnection from their own source, because your source does not ever focus on negative aspects of anyone or anything, including your partner. So there you go. I think I came up with four master keys. The four master keys to create happy, easy, and fulfilling relationships with your lover, with your friends, everyone, and experience a life of absolute nonstop joy, well-being, and abundance. So I hope you enjoy that, and it helps you create absolutely amazing, abundant, fun, win-win, joyful, fulfilling, and exciting relationships with absolutely everyone. If you got something from this, share with your friends, bless them with these amazing teachings. Subscribe to my YouTube channel so you get new notification of new videos. Come visit me at zakyron.com for lots more videos and podcasts and all kinds of wonderful things to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of a reality. My name is Zakyron, and I help success and fun-minded people create the happy, fun, joyful, abundant lifestyle that we all love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!